and welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lagniappe for you too. It's Hop on the Bus, Gus. You know, that 1970s hit song concludes with the phrase, and get yourself free. Longtime Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn was terminated on Sunday. His Auburn Tigers finished this year with a disappointing, at least to some, 6-4 record. As part of the coaching purge that just happened at Auburn, the former coach will get one of the sweetest parting packages this side of Wall Street. According to reports, Gus Malzahn is owed $41.45 million for the remaining 4 years of his 7-year deal worth $49 million. But wait, there's more. The coach's contract calls for half of that money to be paid to him within 30 days of his departure.
Excellent.
That's $10,725,000, get ready to write the check, Auburn, will be due to Gus Malzahn in mid-January. Cha-ching! For that kind of payout, Gus can hop onto his own bus and begin enjoying an unexpected vacation soon. So let's figure out what happened here. Auburn's athletic director Alan Green announced the dismissal of the head football coach on Sunday after Alabama's Tigers finished their season, featuring games against only SEC teams this year, with a respectable 6-4 record. He said, "After evaluating the state of the Auburn football program, we've decided it was time to make a change in leadership." In 20, Auburn lost to 3 top 10 teams. Number 1, Alabama. Number 5, Texas A&M. And number 10, Georgia. Now, there are no slouches among that group. And yes, the other loss for Auburn was to 2-8 South Carolina, who, by the way, fired their coach, Will Muschamp, earlier this fall. Now, this is the same football coach, Gus Malzahn, when offensive coordinator for Auburn in 2010, who led the Plainsmen to a national championship. And then he received the head coaching job in 2012. Gus Malzahn led Auburn to the BCS national title game in 2013, but the team lost to Florida State in the finale. Overall, Gus Malzahn's Auburn Tigers went 68-34 during his 8-year tenure. His teams have won 2 out of every 3 games. For most college programs, that wouldn't qualify as a failure. But in the state of Alabama, though, Auburn football must compete with the best college football power in America, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Ironically, Malzahn went 3-5 in the annual Iron Bowl against Alabama and their legendary coach, Nick Saban. Malzahn's 3 wins against Alabama is more victories than any other head coach in the SEC has had against Bama during those same 8 years. Even Nick Saban himself is scratching his head as to why the intrastate rival was sent packing over the weekend. He said, "Sometimes you wonder why people do what they do. I don't know what the reasons are, but I certainly think he's an outstanding coach, and he's been a tough adversary for us to have to play against in the Iron Bowl every year. I have a lot of respect for Gus and the job that he's done." So saith Nick Saban. Well, many Auburn fans will interpret Saban's comments as meaning, "Drat, there goes another easy win for us." Well, I disagree with that. Nick Saban isn't known for his witty sarcasm. He generally says what he's thinking. And after all, why should he sugarcoat anything after winning 5 national championships at Alabama over the last 13 years? Year after year, Auburn has been a reliably good football team. But Alabama's perpetual run of great teams has given the Auburn faithful a never-ending case of heartburn in trying to deal with that ongoing fact. Other than crying about not being as good as Alabama, hey, join the club, Auburn. Why would the Tigers dismiss their head coach after a fairly decent 6-4 year and then be willing to pay him more than $21 million to just go away? Perhaps there are other issues lurking below the surface at Auburn, which led to Malzahn's dismissal. The talent level at Auburn has been reflective of their record in recent years. Those teams are good, but they're not really great. The more surprising element for Auburn during the Gus Malzahn era has been the degradation of the team's offensive output. For a guy who was known as an offensive guru, the Auburn Tigers' recent years have been defined more by their tough defenses instead of their high-scoring offense. In 2020, Auburn's offense ranks a pitiful 86th in the nation in scoring, while Malzahn's formerly prolific passing game is only number 80 with 213 yards per outing. Every head coach has a specialty before rising to the top spot as the head coach, For Alabama's Nick Saban, he was a former defensive back and then a defensive coordinator for many years prior to taking a top job. Now, Gus Malzahn's resume was built on innovative offenses, so Auburn fans are right to wonder what happened to the Tigers' offensive prowess. Well, it's possible that the so-called Peter principle may be in play, too. According to Dr. Lawrence Peter in a 1969 best-selling management book, employees tend to rise in the hierarchy, or in this case, coaching ranks, through promotion until they reach a level of respective incompetence. So look around you. You'll see this at work in everyday life. Some people seem to get promoted to one level higher than they are comfortable performing at. Some of these promoted workers will adapt to their new responsibilities in the job and do well at the next level. Others just don't. Though Gus Malzahn won 2/3 of the football games at Auburn while the head football coach, many Auburn fans and the athletic director of the War Eagles were unwilling to remain patient and allow him to evolve any further after 8 years at the helm. That's fair enough, but it's also going to cost the school's wealthy alumni and athletics benefactors a lot of money to make this change. Perhaps they already have their next great coach on the hook, and they're ready to reel him in to help lead their college football team on the lovely plains of eastern Alabama. Look out, Nick Saban. Well, I doubt Saban will be losing any sleep over the next Auburn coach, no matter who they choose. Gus Malzahn is a very good college football coach, but apparently he's just not good enough for Auburn anymore. So hop on your own bus, Gus, paid for by Auburn. Don't need to discuss much. And drop off the keys, please, and get yourself free. Remember, Coach Malzahn, you must wait 30 days to claim your payday. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.
Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.